The Mall Food Court,
a hotbed of reheated pizza, is now a hotbed of sports talk. Zolak and Bertrand are live at Radio Row in Minneapolis, thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Day four, Radio Row for Zolak and Bertrand. Mall of America, Super Bowl 52. Is that much closer, Zo?
It is.
We're on the back half of the week now, my friend.
We're getting there.
We're over the hump.
Actually, had a normal night's sleep.
We're getting close.
Yeah. Sort of feels like home now, the Holiday Inn.
It does. I settled in. I did laundry there yesterday, as I told you guys I would on the road.
Yeah.
I told you last week, every Super Bowl I've gone to, I've had to do laundry in the hotel.
And the people from Minnesota are so nice. We went to a dry cleaner.
Zoe and I found a local dry cleaner.
We found an awesome gentleman's haircut place that they do hot shaves at. Bertrand and I said that we were working with in conjunction with the Patriots Broadcasting Group.
And everything's 50% off.
We showed her the pictures of me and Tom Brady. She said, you guys get 50% off everything.
Yeah. Wow.
How about that?
Yeah. So you say gentleman's haircut place. It sounds like a gentleman's club.
It's a gentleman's club.
It's a gentleman's club for
hair.
Could
you get a drink in there?
Yes, you got a pool table.
Yeah, one of those
spots. I'll
tell you
what. These are hot new, man. It's good for the guys. It's nice to have the guys get some salons now.
Good for the guys.
Yeah, instead of those nasty, smelly old man.
Your hair looks great.
That feels
all
great.
One color today.
Feels great. Look at that.
A little touch up there.
Yeah.
A little mud up in there.
Yeah, so give it to the gray.
Looks good.
Get rid of it. Get it out.
Looks good. You look ready for game day.
Hardy's even smile. Look at him.
Hardy's got a
you look
jacket
like you,
on
you
today.
Got some
What's
sleep
with that?
Last night?
Well, I got some sleep last night, and, you know, it feels like home, and it does, because, you know, typical as if we were at home, Zoe acted... At first, very selfishly, but then very unselfishly, we were to meet at a certain time in the lobby to share a ride over.
And you left him there.
I got down there on time, called Zoe. Oh, I forgot. Hold on. We're coming back. Can we go back? I said, no, you don't have to go back.
I thought
Zoe.
I was
going
to his mouth. We were getting out of the elevator. I remember somebody, I talked to somebody last night, 8:30. I'll see you in the lobby. Well, let's push it to 8:30, okay, downstairs.
So,
and I thought it was Louth, but he wasn't answering his phone. So I'm freaking out.
So... Just as though we were at home, I was on the pay no mind list for a moment, but then it was immediately made up for.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that
so
made
came
me feel
back.
At home, too.
Hell, yeah.
In what? Like a car service?
A car ride? One of the best Uber I've ever been
right.
in.
Right.
Yeah.
We had hot towels, water bottles, Sour Patch Kids, and the guy was a comedian.
Yeah. Well, they
hot
were
towels.
There were rolled up towels in the back. He said he sprinkled cayenne pepper on them.
Yeah.
You know, as though said he was a comedian.
Mr. Funny Man.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Got it.
Funny guy. But he did have rolled up towels like stuck in the door thing in the back seat.
Never know what you need those for.
I can't imagine.
Well, -3 as we walked outside the building today as we got in Jim Louth and I were here early.
It's still -3.
Some,
I just checked.
It's cold.
Yeah,
it's
we
still
had some pre-show business that we had to take care of.
In
the Patriots.
How'd that go? Good.
In the Patriots offices. I saw their whole behind-the-scenes setup in their team hotel.
It's not
How
bad,
is
huh?
it?
It's nice.
Yeah,
it's a nice spot.
I would imagine.
Some team meetings taking place and whatnot going on in there. So,
what's the mood?
Confident.
All business?
All business. Very serious.
Yeah.
This is very much a business trip for those guys. Mm. You know, we saw some of them walking around earlier in the week. I don't think you're going to see much of that going forward. I mean, this is now, as I said, the back half of the week. We're closer to the game. They are clamping things down. Yeah, they're all business, man. They're just getting ready for the game.
It's amazing to watch them pick up an organization and move it, and you think, okay, it's not the first rodeo, it should be seamless, and they know how to do it. It's a task, man. It is a total task. I remember watching them get on the plane, and the front office people, there's two guys that have the tickets, because you have to pick up your tickets. If you're coming to the game,
yeah,
under league policy, you have to pick them up at the team hotel, and there's a system you have to go through. But the boxes that got off, and they were all wrapped with, like, you know, the mail tape, you know, the U.S. mail tape, and it's, you know, the tape that doesn't come off when you tape up a package. And it's all the way around, every way, and that thing is guarded. So there's a guard with it.
Signature across the seal.
Yep.
If it gets cut.
Because you think, if you lose those tickets, there's a problem. So they brought them off the bus, off the plane, and are guarded. And they had a guard waiting for them. So it's like the money guy at Brinks truck.
Yeah.
But there's no money, and there's tickets in there, Super Bowl tickets. I'm like, wow, if I only had that box. Let's give this all up.
Yeah. I'll say this, the security there.
It's
intense.
There's Blackhawk Down helicopters.
Security at the Patriots office.
Yeah, in the whole entire hotel.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's intense.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they consider this a soft target.
There were a lot.
That's part of the problem.
That's what our Uber driver told us.
Hey, guys, if anybody's going down, we're going down first. So it's.
Oh, good.
I mean,
look at the security.
Windows.
The security inside the team hotel was.
Legit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
But it's been like that everywhere. You don't feel, you know, unsafe because of it. But, you know, they're keeping an eye on things.
You know,
things.
We were escorted in. We needed an escort to get into the building.
Yep.
And at one point, they were looking. They took our badges. We have these NFL-issued badges that they were staring at to put next to your face to see if you were really the person on the badge.
Facial recognition.
Even with the security escort, and the escort said, no, they're okay. They've been escorted in. They're on the list.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was like, yeah, I don't care. And then you come around another corner, and then there's four guys with very large weapons, and you're like, whoa, I didn't expect to see you there. Like, you're just hanging out in this hallway?
Yeah.
Yep, that's what we're doing.
In
we're
Desert Storm
out,
garb.
We're just hanging out in a hotel hallway.
You guys really need the helmets and goggles.
Four guys with automatic weapons, and you're like, whoa! So,
hotel camo. They're just in taupe.
I was
this is like Fort Knox.
When we landed Monday and we got to the hotel, obviously we're not at that hotel, so we're down waiting and we're sequestered down the lobby. And I go outside and they're all standing there, and I'm not nudge one of them. I say, hey, first of all, thank you for your service and you do a phenomenal job protecting us. Do you really need the helmet and goggles?
Like, you said that to him?
Yeah. It's like standard operating procedure.
If I fall down.
It's a uniform issued.
Wow. Yeah. Part of the uniform, sir.
Need your badge? Because I need my helmet. Okay, have a great day.
All right,
now,
thank you.
There's only one acceptable response for that guy. When Zoe asked me if he really needs the helmet and goggles, the guy should say, do you really need those sunglasses indoors?
Yes. It was daytime.
I know.
Yeah, do you know how bright it is here?
Date, but you're inside.
We're not. Do you look at this. This is worse inside than it is outside.
Stop it.
It is.
There's some sunlight coming in. Get over it.
Oh, my God. The sun's so low because it's winter.
It really hits the afternoon show. Felger got, you know, that direct sunlight yesterday, which was, you know, the 1-2 punch for him.
Yeah.
He had a rough day, huh?
Yeah. We've got a great number of guests here today.
What do we have today?
We've got the CEO of K-Tape, the KT Tape guy.
This is great.
Who I think I saw walking around here earlier. He is going to tell us about that tape that Tom Brady used on his hand with the 12 stitches during the course of the game. So we're going to get a little something on that. Merrill Hodge is going to join us at 11:20. By the way, Greg Benner, CEO of KT Tape at 10:50. Merrill Hodge at 11:20. The big one today, noontime, Steve Spagnuolo will join us. And Steve Spagnuolo had some comments on 97.5. The Fanatic, talking about signals being stolen going back to the last Super Bowl between the Eagles and the Patriots, which was Super Bowl 39. That one played in Jacksonville, as Zoe has told us many, many times. He says that after the fact, he realized that Jim Johnson was right about that. Jim Johnson made the accusation in-game that the Patriots know our signals. We got to have multiple signal callers. Steve Spagnuolo said, I think this guy is losing his mind here. There's no way. And then after the fact, he said, no, I realized Jim knew what he was talking about, and they were probably stealing our signals. We're going to ask him to talk more about that. We're going to ask him to expand on that very topic on this show coming up at noontime today. And really, see what he has to say for himself. He knows we're going to ask him about it. He knows he's coming on to talk about it. So we'll talk to him coming up at noontime. And then just after 1 p.m. today, Deion Sanders is going to be with us. Now, last year we talked to Deion Sanders, and Deion ended the interview, I don't know, maybe 8 or 9 minutes in.
He was here for a good long time, but he got distracted.
Antonio Brown walked by, and that was Deion's cue to just get up mid-interview and not come back.
Well, that was his dog, he said.
Yeah, he was very excited to see Antonio Brown. He wanted to go talk to him, and even though we were mid-interview, or at the tail end, hadn't started saying goodbyes yet, but yeah, he got up and left.
We were good.
Yeah. He remembered picking you off twice in that
sure
game.
Sure did.
Had to refresh his memory a little bit.
Well, should we ask him again?
No, we don't need to revisit it.
Just do if he can do the recall?
No.
It should be. Yes.
No.
Picks against Scott Solak. Go. Do you remember them?
Last year, you know, it took a moment, but you recollected picking off this guy twice in one game. Could you take us down memory lane once again? That's it. There's your setup.
It's okay, Zo.
It's good.
He's the best all time.
We'll replay. It's right.
He's the best all time.
It's right. Imagine if I did throw that ball and I didn't get picked off. It would not be in print. I mean, that moment would have never happened. You could actually.
You remember, you personally remember that game. You remember getting picked off by Deion. You said, damn, that guy was good.
Well, I tried to throw both balls away, and he ran both down. That was what upset me.
That opened your eyes a little bit.
Like, Jesus.
Where'd he come from?
Freaking cyborg.
Right. You weren't throwing to guys in coverage. You were trying to throw away the ball.
It was just long throwaways.
The second time,
it was kind of on purpose. They're like, I want to see if this guy can do that again. I'm going to throw that way where nobody can.
I'm going to throw it over those mountains over there.
For Timpson. Intercepted by Sanders at the 5. Back to the 10. He's to the 15, to the 20, and is heading down at the 24-yard line.
What a smart player he is.
Thrown by a dumb player on the other end.
Did you make the tackle? Did you get him out of bounds?
I hit him late. I didn't make the tackle. I hit him late.
Wow.
He held the ball up. Hold the ball up, and he's doing that high stuff and dancing. Getting him.
So Deion's coming up in the 1 o'clock hour today. CBS Sports Minute is brought to you by New Pro Home Improvements. Boomer revisits the bid requirements for Super Bowl 52, the bid that was put in by the city
of
Twin Cities, I should say, Minneapolis and St. Paul. This hour of coverage from Radio Row is brought to you by our friends at Spiegel Scrap Metal. Coming up next, let's get into some comments from Robert Kraft in an interview that he did with Andrea Kramer talking about the current state of the Patriots and the state of the Patriots going forward. We'll get to that coming up next.
Solak steps up, looks, fires down the left sideline, could be picked off. It is by Deion Sanders at the 20.
Solak and Bertrand are live at Radio Row at the Mall of America, thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Justin Timberlake press conference coming up today here in Minneapolis.
Don't bring his song with him.
He was at the stadium yesterday practicing.
Said he's very excited.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure. Does that guy feel pressure? I guess this is a big one.
He's done it before.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He ripped off Janet Jackson's costume, we'll say. Wardrobe malfunction.
He needs to rip Brady's glove off.
He's done it. You know what annoys me the most about that, Hardy? Before we get to Robert Kraft with Andrea Kramer. Oh, Hardy's not listening.
He's of course not.
I was going to say, the thing that annoys me most about everything that happened with the wardrobe malfunction is that nobody will own up to it.
Oh, right.
They won't admit it.
They keep trying to say it was an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that was 100% totally planned exactly like that.
But they do it with a wink and a smile where he still will be like, oh, yeah, you know, well, it was an accident. That wasn't meant to happen. Ha ha. And you're like, we just own up to it.
Right.
It's been so long. It's been so many years. Will you just acknowledge that you did it on purpose?
It screwed everything up in broadcasting so badly for years after that.
Yes.
When the company is facing, like, you know, hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars worth of FCC fines, everybody got scared all at once. Nobody say anything anymore.
Yeah.
Take that song off the air. Got to edit that song. God, I can't say that. Can't do that.
That annoys me that they won't just own up to it and just talk about it for a historical perspective on it. Yeah, it happened. We shouldn't have done it. Move on. But anyway, let's get to an interview. Robert Kraft sat down with Andrea Kramer and Jonathan Kraft together. They had an interview that they did together, and it's going to air on television, but there have been some excerpts that have been released. So this will air on NFL Network. A couple of interesting thoughts in here. They filmed this at the stadium, by the way, here in Minneapolis, ahead of the Super Bowl. Couple of things. First, a question about if there is dysfunction within the organization right now. Well, I guess we don't have that.
Interesting.
Do we have it?
He always calls Parcells the Nobel laureate of teaching owners the ropes. And so Parcells was inherited. And when Parcells was leaving, my father said to me, my gut says we should really hire Belichick. There's so much dysfunction in this building right now. We just have to completely clear house.
Your word at the end of the Parcells tenure, dysfunction. Is there dysfunction in the organization now?
No. No.
There's no dysfunction.
No, wait. Zero. You have tension. I think tension, a certain amount of tension, helps make great things happen.
Dysfunction is when people take energy and use it to think about how to undermine other people. That does not happen. If it happens in this organization, I haven't seen it.
So there is an acknowledgement of tension, but a denial that there is any level of dysfunction. And I think that's an easy one to deny. There's no dysfunction. Look at where they are. You're playing in the Super Bowl on Sunday night. If you're dysfunctional, you don't get to the Super Bowl.
Right. Do you hear,
right? The definition of dysfunction, that it is not functioning. It is clearly functioning.
Roberts.
It's working. Everyone may not love each other, but right now it's working just fine. There are no dysfunction.
I thought that was a good, genuine answer from Robert. You could tell the emotion. Like, no.
He was. He didn't like the word dysfunction.
I don't even like the fact you asked that.
And you know what? Because
it's almost like disrespect.
He's lived through the dysfunction. He's seen what real dysfunction looks like.
I'm telling you, people.
And
I
tonight,
know dysfunction.
Guys, tonight. It airs tonight. The 30 for 30, the two bills, is tonight on ESPN. Or I believe it's the ESPN. The Uno. Yeah. ESPN the Uno. I don't know.
I'm telling you, man. After you see
this, ESPN, whatever.
We may never talk about what's going on now.
Highly recommended viewing if you watch that tonight.
That's dysfunction.
We'll be talking about it tomorrow. We've seen it. Zoe and I saw it over a week ago, but we're embargoed. You know, you can't talk about it until it airs on TV.
Right.
And I would watch it if I were a Patriots fan. I think you're going to like it a lot. It's pretty good. Very honest answers from everybody involved. I mean, honest enough. Honest public answers. You don't get the dirt. They don't air the dirty laundry out, but it's honest enough where you get a real sense of how dysfunctional it was. And I think that's why he reacted to that question. If you've seen this clip that's been released of this interview, the preview clip, the expression on his face is no.
No.
There's no dysfunction.
No, wait.
Zero.
You have tension.
He was reacting to the question. Making it, he was adamant. Like, no, there's on, not. Adrian? There's not dysfunction.
Good
here.
Natural answer,
buddy. But he also gave you the realness of no. There's tension, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not. It's not perfect.
Nothing ever is perfect, though.
No, but then the follow up is naturally: is there any more tension now than there would be in any other year? Is there more tension now than there was 2 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 10 years ago, whatever it might be? And does tension, if you let it fester long enough, turn into dysfunction?
I think,
right? Because everything starts out as tension.
Well, they're all aging, too. Robert's not a spring chicken. Belichick's getting up there. Brady's 40. We know the age of them all. And I think once you get to the so-called end, I mean, you know, you ever play golf? Everybody talks hardy. Talks about the back nine, right? Things tense up in the back nine.
Yep.
Front nine, nice, smooth. Let's go to the turn.
Yep.
Have a hot dog, maybe a little pop drink, maybe get hardy a bottle of water. And then we go out and we tee it off at number 10. And then you get to 15, 16, and you know, uh-oh, this is for real now. You know, now we really grip the club a little tighter. Yeah, that's natural tension, because I think they all know the window, all windows are open a certain level. Beal, you've talked about this on the afternoon show when you're on. You had that, played the, you know, the windows closed sound.
Windows closed.
The window's been open for a while. They've reopened it. Now it's starting to close again. And I think that's the natural tension that's been sucked back in. And they know it. Like, you're up against time now. It's Tom versus time. That's real. How are you going to extend it? It's hard to extend time. They all know that. So I think they're all, I don't want to say desperate to win, but I think you put everything aside and you suck it up and let's win as many more as we can. Let's stay relevant. You know, the thing in life, in anything, is to stay relevant. Your job, us, we got a ratings thing. That's tension. You know, Jim, is he going to wake up in the morning? Look at him over there. He's having a great time. He's absorbing everything. He feels tension every day. But it's you got to keep going and you got to plug away at it. Just trying to get Jim a little rally cry here.
I think Jim's okay. I think he's all right.
I think Jim's fine.
No, thank you. That was necessary.
Did you see Jim walk through that Patriots experience yesterday where they down at Macy's where they had all the stuff out? You should have seen his face light up.
It's
like a kid at Christmas. Tension's real.
Well, this is his time.
There's an acknowledgement of tension. And again, if it's allowed to fester, does it turn into something more than that? And that wasn't even the best answer in that interview because there's something else that you got to hear. So I don't know if you've heard this yet. I don't know if anyone else has heard this yet. But there's one question that is not answered in the interview. We will get to that coming up. Here are the headlines. With Hardy, we're also going to be talking to the CEO of KT Tape. He is going to jump on board with us coming up next. Is that good to go, Jim? Yes, it is. And I can promise you, remember the mysterious figure in that Washington Post story about the guy who was at the conference and found the tape for Brady? We will find out who the mysterious guy was. We have an answer for you. Who it was that got the tape for Tom Brady and for the Patriots. The guy who was on the ground in Phoenix for that conference. We know the identity.
Probably reputable, right?
We will know the identity. The identity will be shared. I've been promised that. That's coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
Super Bowl week continues here on Radio Row at the Mall of America. The Patriots practiced yesterday once again with Rob Gronkowski, who originally was reported was wearing a non-contact jersey. That turned out not to be the case, but he is still not officially cleared the NFL's concussion protocol. Meanwhile, the Celtics with a win last night, 103-73 over the Knicks. Triple-double for Terry Rozier. Next up, game tomorrow night, once again at the TD Garden when they take on Atlanta. Bruins, meanwhile, will play host to the St. Louis Blues tonight. Judd Surratt and Bob Beers will begin our coverage at 6:30 here on the Dunkin' Donuts Bruins pregame show on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Big Y World Class Market, hosting guests for the big game. Your party isn't complete without a trip to Big Y World Class Market. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Live from the Mall of America, talking sports and
what can I do for you?
Returning pants, Zolak and Bertrand on Radio Row. Thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everyone's been clamoring since Wednesday to know as much as we can with any specificity about the injury. What can you tell us now? What happened and what was it like today?
Well, I said we'll see. So how'd it go?
It went pretty good.
Coach Belichick doesn't like us talking about injuries much, but I, just for you guys here, it was just a pretty good cut, and I dealt with the best I could, and lucky to have the best teammates in the world, because without them, we're not standing up here going to Minneapolis to play in the Super Bowl.
Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row in Minneapolis at the Mall of America. Sitting in our Big Y World Class Market guest chair is the CEO of KT Tape. It is Greg Venner that is joining us here at the Mall of America. Greg, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
We've got
to
say,
great to have the product here.
All of New England owes you thanks for securing Tom Brady's hand with your product in the AFC Championship game, and possibly in the Super Bowl as well, right? He's still wearing it.
Oh, yeah.
We've
yeah.
even seen Brian Hoyer wearing it well in a sign of solidarity.
That's right.
Next to Tom Brady in yeah. practice.
Yeah.
So everyone should thank you for this.
Yeah.
For what I'm holding in my hand right now.
That's terrific. And, yeah, we're more than happy to play a small part in this. We were thrilled to be of some help.
It's amazing, and I played in the 90s.
Yeah.
To see certain products and development of specifically like a tape, you know, an elastic tape. The only thing we would ever be able to do was to put the actual pro tape over it, and
right.
there was a stretchy tape, but it's not. It's basically to tape ankles, and you would sort of have the doctor cut it up. And I mean, this is pretty good stuff. It stretches.
Yeah, roll up your sleeves, though. I'm going to tape you up. I'm going to stretch it out. What do you want? Where are you feeling some issue?
Over the thumb.
We should probably have the guy from KZ.
Do you know what?
He's going to apply it on you properly.
Right.
We'll do the what we used for Tom on here. So goes over the hand, comes around the thumb.
Oh.
You put a little stretch on it.
Yep. Right?
And you get some support. This is a full roll. He was only using half. But.
So see, the big problem would be, as a quarterback, you know, the stiffness of an actual regular tape, you wouldn't be able to flex the hand.
Right.
But, yeah, you could see it allows you. And the nice thing is it's really tackified.
Yep.
Meaning it is sticky.
This is our Extreme product. It has the best adhesive that you can put on tape on there. And you were talking about the tape that you used before. The real difference here is, you know, this is a polyester tape, not cotton.
Right.
Right. So synthetic. So it stretches.
It's really soft, though. I'm stunned because you see it on film, or you see it from a distance on Brady, it looks rigid and it looks like it's hard, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's not at all.
Well, anybody who's played sports, you know, we've all used that white athletic tape that's really hard. It's meant to immobilize your joint. This is the exact opposite. They're laid underneath the tape. You'll find these elastic cores, and that provides that stretch. The tape is soft. It allows mobility. It's really designed for soft tissue injuries, supports ligaments, tendons, muscle, joints that have been injured. It relieves pain. It's really, you know, that's the first thing that it does. It's drug-free pain relief, and then it supports that muscle, ligament, tendon. So it's really a good product.
The way he was using it was not the intended purpose.
No, actually, it was. What he had,
because he's covering up a wound. This is not a band-aid.
Did you tell him he's doing it wrong?
Yeah, and just say, Tom, you're doing it wrong. You're using the KT tape, but you've got this all wrong.
You can tell him that.
We will.
But actually, he wasn't. There was another one of our products we believe that he was using underneath the tape, which is a new product we just introduced. It's a blister treatment product, so it's good for an open wound. And he put that over the stitches, we believe, and then used the tape on top of it. He also had injured his thumb, so he had soft tissue damage to his thumb, not just the stitches. So. And again, we've not talked to him. We've not talked to the trainer since our initial contact, but that's what we understand. He did use it the right way. We're just glad that he used it. It was helpful.
Why would anybody want the non-extreme version? You said that's the stickiest kind. It's like, you know, I like that KT tape. Just too sticky. Give me a tape that doesn't stick so well.
That doesn't stick as well.
Why would you want anything other than the extreme?
Well, so we have a full range of product, right? So we have extreme on the most adhesive end, and we have gentle on the least adhesive end or easiest to release. It depends on your skin type.
Mine is dry.
Well,
maybe you want it for a shorter period of time. No, does that factor in?
Well, that would also. So we have cotton, which was our original product. So cotton and gentle are part of that line. And then our pro product is the synthetic that I was talking about. And that's our original pro and then extreme. And each has a different, you know, different use. You know, cotton is a great product and tends to be used for shorter duration. Synthetic, you can use up to 7 days. And if extreme was really designed, if you have oily skin, abrasive conditions, hot, sweaty, humid.
You feel it becoming the skin, though. I mean, your body heat takes over and it warms it up.
That's exactly right.
It almost feels like a heat pad, almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, you put it on about a half an hour before whatever activity, a half hour, 45 minutes, you let the adhesive take hold. And this, you know, it's great stuff. For a lot of people, you know, our original product and our original pro product, the adhesive is great. Extreme is for, you know, those conditions that, you know, require that type of product.
So there was a story in the Washington Post going back a couple of weeks about a conference. That was
Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw's yelling at Zoe right now.
This is awesome.
A conference that was happening in Glendale, Arizona, going back a couple of weeks before that AFC Championship game, which was actually a conference for baseball athletic trainers. And there was a doctor there who approached someone from your company, Jackie Cassidy, right?
Yeah.
Who approached and said, you know, I know a Patriots player that might be able to make use of this. So who was that? Who was that person?
The mystery doctor?
Yes, yeah, the mystery doctor.
So it's Dr. Neil Elitrash.
Sort of there a big name in the medical field.
Just a little bit.
Sports
medicine. Yeah. So
also happens to be the doctor who did the ACL reconstruction for Tom Brady back in 2008.
Right. So he's not a Patriots team doctor. A lot of people thought somehow they got the Patriots doctors and medical people out there sort of in a panic, but it was Elitrash at the convention.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, so the convention that he was attending was the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Convention. It's a conference they have every year, and Dr. Elitrash is heavily involved in that. We were there last year, and one of our sales VPs met Dr. Elitrash. He remembered him and came to look for – his name is Ed Terrace – came to look for Ed. Ed was with me at the Soccer Coaches Association convention in Philadelphia. So we're going from Phoenix to Philadelphia to Boston from Salt Lake City. So
get Brady the tape.
That's right.
Get Brady his tape.
Exactly.
He needs the tape.
Yeah.
And, of course, he had the tape. And since that point, the tape is now, you know, known by football fans. You must enjoy the publicity out of this.
Oh, this is, you know, it has been terrific. It really has. You know, and it's one of the great examples of the right use of our product in the right forum. If you watch the Olympics, Kerry Walsh Jennings has been using our product for a number of years, and we have a number of other athletes that have also been using our products. So
it's gonna be good for golf too.
It's terrific for golf
because I usually get wrist pain too on the outside from a tendonitis thing.
Right, it'll be terrific for that. If you watch the Farmers Open insurance event at Torrey Pines, J.B. Holmes was wearing KT tape on his forearm.
Hardy's our resident golf guy.
And I it makes sense for that. I also would think you invite the people who put it on for pickup basketball games and whatnot. Maybe, dare I say, just because it looks cool.
It does look cool.
And it kind of looks cool, even if you don't need it.
I mean, look at this guy over here. He's got a white jumpsuit on. He's got tape all over his body.
Yeah, the KT tape guys aren't going to stop you from doing that.
No, they're not. No, we're not. Please do it. And, you know, we've done a lot. We've done a lot of consumer research, and, you know, we know that there's that fashion aspect to it as well. So,
sure.
But, you know.
Use liberally.
Yeah, who are you to say no?
That's
absolutely
right. That's right.
It's good
use
for
office.
Anything. You know what? If you feel like replacing the roll of duct tape in your house with KT,
the knee
tape,
stuff,
that'd be okay.
The knee tapes, and my kid used to play AAU, but I've seen this before where some girls would have it around that tendonitis right underneath the front of that kneecap.
That's right. Yeah.
Just that little application of pressure there.
Right.
And the fact it sticks, I think the hardest thing in athletics is finding, once you start sweating, things that stick and stay. But, I could see this one staying all day.
Yeah, so, we've got over 50 different applications that we've developed for this product. And, you know, you go on our website and there are videos that will show you how to use it. It's really, you know, there's a lot of mystery to it, but it's pretty simple to use it. And the applications, the instructions that we have available that come with the product, it really makes it easy for the consumer to use.
Greg Benner, CEO of KT Tape. You want to learn more about their product, hit up kttape.com. And, Greg, thank you on behalf of everybody in New England for saving Tom Brady's hand.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Terrific being here.
Take care. Coming up next, we will be giving away a gift card for $100 to the Under Armour Brady House on Boylston Street. That's right, a $100 Under Armour gift card. We'll give that away coming up right after this on Zolak and Bertrand from Radio Row.
Radio Row, the legends of sports, the celebrities, the mall cops.
What are you doing here?
It's Zolak and Bertrand from Mall of America. Thanks to Direct Federal Credit Union. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Right now, caller 12 to the Pride Motor Group contest line. That's 12 for TB12. 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brady House. That's what they're calling it right now.
Oh,
it's typically the Under Armour House right on Boylston Street. You know where it is. Right now, if you're caller 12 to the contest line, you'll get a $100 gift card to the Under Armour Brady House on Boylston Street. Under Armour makes you better, Boston.
That'd be cool if you walked in and you heard, like, hey, this is our house. Whoa.
Not really. They'll play that.
Oh, God.
They'll play that in the Super Bowl if the Patriots score a touchdown. They play the team's home touchdown songs.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank goodness.
Looking forward to that.
Think Bon Jovi's going to be at the game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
You've heard that he is?
I asked him.
Oh, and he said he was going?
He said, I'm trying to hit both.
Oh.
Last
there you
week.
Go.
So that's well, I'm not why, sure he didn't confirm.
Well, that's why you think he's going to be at the game.
Though.
You've heard
yeah.
that he's trying to get here.
I said, look at you. Season must have just started because you're around now, huh?
No.
He goes, well, I am going to try and hit the next two. So this one and the next one.
What a guy.
Yeah.
He shows up occasionally in the regular
season. I'm sure he's invited.
Yeah.
Never
all,
know.
All the friends.
Never know what he might be playing.
Well, he's friends with Robert Kraft, who did an interview with Andrea Kramer. And Jonathan Kraft is in the interview as well. Side by side. Andrea Kramer asked a question about the future of Bill Belichick with the Patriots. Here it is.
Can you envision a scenario where you're the one that has to tell Tom Brady it's time to retire as a Patriot?
I think Tom Brady's earned the right to have that be a decision he makes when he wants to make it.
Our intent is we have the best people in their respective positions, and we keep them here for a very long time.
As we sit here today, do you have any question that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will be back as Patriots next season?
I appreciate you asking that question, and I'm not going to respond to it. You'll just have to see for yourself.
Why?
Yeah, that one caught me off guard.
I mean, we're not even willing to say that they'll be here next season?
I think
what the hell's going on?
Is it up in the air, or is that just Robert?
I mean,
the question's so bad that I'm just going to let the – when you see the answer, it'll speak for itself.
Jim and I – Jim Louth, who you know, is fanboy. I mean, he's fanboy.
Sure.
We both had a minor panic attack.
I don't like it.
Oh, I don't like it either.
I don't like it.
What? What do you mean? Why? What? Why?
You know what that sounds to me like? It sounds like somebody that doesn't want to commit to something that might not happen.
Right.
And that scares the hell out of me as a Patriots fan.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be on record saying, oh, no, he's here, and then have it be the case where he's not here.
It's almost like
he has to answer for that.
It's almost like the outcome of this game depends – that answer depends on the outcome of this game. Like, they win it, they come back to do it again.
And this was – or you think so? You think if they lose, they're going to go out on a loss?
Maybe one of them can. Not Brady.
Hmm. What?
I don't know.
What?
Hey, dude, I've been around this too long.
I just assumed Belichick. I didn't even think Brady in that answer. I was
Belichick. I'm thinking Bill the whole way.
Like, Brady's back. I think that's basically a
Brady's
Belichick
not going
question.
Anywhere. That's
Brady's not going anywhere.
Brady's
that's
not retiring.
She threw it in there because
Brady's
that's
not leaving.
A Belichick question. That's a Belichick question.
That is a Belichick question. That's why,
the answer
that's
that
why
way,
I phrased
that's why,
it that
oh.
way. That's why I said Andrea Kramer asked a Belichick question. The Brady part is irrelevant. That's a question about Bill.
Not good.
No, not good.
Not good. I don't like hearing that.
I don't like hearing it either.
I mean, Belichick,
it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that they know something. It means that they don't know something,
yes,
which
it means
is
that
scarier.
It's up in the air. That's a question. That's,
yes.
That's the hard part.
Maybe they don't like being held up in the air. Maybe that's why they're saying that. But they
either
know,
way.
They know what the contract
I don't want them to be
is.
Up in the air. I want them to come back.
I thought they
yeah,
said,
I want everyone here.
Didn't they say last week he's under contract? He's not going anywhere. Wasn't that one of the responses? Post
yeah.
Wickersham article?
I get, did they?
I thought so.
Definitively?
Like, he's under contract. Why would he be going anywhere?
I don't know. Just feels like that's left too open-ended. I respect your question. I'm not going to answer it. Well, why? 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 I mean, you have some doubt? I mean, that just leaves everyone to think that there's doubt
right. there.
Leaves me to think that there's some level of doubt there. That's scary stuff. Huh. One more time. Let's play it one more time. Cue it up, Jim.
Can you
up,
envision
Tom.
A scenario where you're the one that has to tell Tom Brady it's time to retire as a Patriot?
I think Tom Brady's earned the right to have that be a decision he makes when he wants to make it.
Our intent is we have the best people in their respective positions, and we keep them here for a very long time.
As we sit here today, do you have any question that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady will be back as Patriots next season?
I appreciate you asking that question, and I'm not going to respond to it. You'll just have to see for yourself.
The second time I hear it, I feel better.
I feel worse.
The only part is that, well, you'll just have to see for yourself.
I appreciate
you asking the question. I'm not going to answer it. You'll just have to see.
And I can tell you, when you watch the video, you look for the body language, and the body language is not with the wink and the nod, like, don't worry, everyone's here. It's very serious. It's a very serious, I'm not answering this question. There was no, I don't know.
I don't know. I felt better after the second time. Felt worse the first time.
It was not a lighthearted answer. It was a serious, I'm not answering that question answer, which scares me.
Mm-hmm.
That is a scary answer. 617-779-0985. Curious to know what anybody else thought about that answer. I didn't love it. Did not love it. I don't know what else to say, so.
Yeah, I mean, I need to see the video, too. Like you said, I did not see the video for
him. I'll bring it up for you.
I could see him getting tired of the questioning, too.
Oh, he did not look tired.
I mean, all right.
He was fully engaged in the interview. This is just a flat-out
I mean, hey, that could be like, you're going to have to see for yourself, because the guy's under freaking contract. He ain't going anywhere, okay? I mean, I could see it being shortened to that point, but this guy's not going anywhere.
No.
He's got everything. I'm looking at him right now, standing at a podium.
Who are you looking at?
Bill. There's he's just on Twitter.
He turned around.
Oh, I didn't know. Standing at a podium. I didn't know that.
There's Bill standing
at
the podium
too,
with all the Super Bowl backdrop. If he goes anywhere, he's not doing that next year. You know what I mean?
Doing what? Speaking before the Super Bowl?
Right.
Yeah, just like Bill Parcells. He totally didn't talk the week of the Super Bowl at the podium like
he's
required to do as a Super Bowl head coach.
And he never got back. I'm just saying, you got it all here.
Well, we just all take it at face value or just assume that Brady wants to play for five more years and Belichick wants to coach until he's 90 years old. We never really consider the fact that Belichick might get another Super Bowl and say, you know what, now I do want to go coach high school lacrosse. I got nothing more to do. And we just always assume both guys. Has Belichick ever stated that he wants to coach until he, you know, falls over?
No, the only thing he stated is actually to the contrary. In his NFL Network special where he said, I don't want to be Marv Levy. I don't want to be coached
right
until I'm,
so Zoe says, yeah, if he leaves next year, he's not be there. Maybe he doesn't leave to go coach another football team. He's just done.
See, that would be it. He wouldn't leave to go press the reset button.
See, I think that should be the bigger fear now, is the retirement.
Yeah.
Just calling it quits.
I think it's possible.
I've had my fun. So long, everybody.
I don't think it's possible he goes anywhere else.
No.
I think there's a possibility he can retire.
I think it's more likely that he retires as opposed to goes and push the reset button.
I mean, we all get to that point, you know, at some point, right? I've had enough.
Hour number two is on the way. Thank you for those who tried to win the gift card. We have given the gift card away.
Thank you.
Appreciate you trying. Hour number two on the way from Radio Row. Hardy has our headlines. He'll get us caught up on matters, and we're back in 90 seconds.